Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, mit Sechtes Erechen, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Gimel. A Steyachuzah, again, a Steyachuzah is a field that you yarshened all the way up till Yeshua Binu, when he gave it Eretz Yisrael. So we have already discussed that if I am Magdish my Steyachuzah and somebody else comes along and redeems it, my next-door neighbor comes along and redeems it, it is going to leave his Rishos after he redeems it. He gets it after he redeems it, but it's going to leave his Rishos on Yovel, and it's going to go to the Kaihanim. Zakt the Mishnah, Masechta Zerich, and again, Peri Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Higdisha, if someone is Magdish Estei Achuzah, let's say me, Uga'ola, and I myself redeem it from Hegdish. Eina Yotze Miyada B'Yovel. It doesn't leave his hand on Yovel. I will hold on to it. The Kaihanim will not get it. If the person that is Magdish redeems the field, he gets it back on Yovel. Not only me, Zakta Mishnah Vaita, even if my son comes and redeems it. If Ge'ola Benoi, if the son of the Magdish redeems it, what happens when Yovel comes? Goes back to the father, not to the Kaihanim. Yotze L'Aviv B'Yovel, it goes to his father on Yovel. We learned this as about Tenuta from the Pasuk that says, V'imachar es asada. Le'ish acher, so it's mashma, an ish acher, a stranger, who's not the son of the Magdish. But if the son of the Magdish redeems it, goes back to the father on Yovel. So again, I have a stay achuza. If I redeem it, it goes back to me on Yovel. If my son redeems it, it goes back to me on Yovel. If anyone else redeems it, it goes to the Kaihanim on Yovel. Zakt the Mishnah weiter. Ge'ola acher, let's say somebody else redeemed it. Oy echad min akroivim, or let's say some of my relatives. I was Magdish a field, my next door neighbor redeemed it, or one of my relatives, not my son. Uga'ola miyadai, and then I turn around and I give them money to get my field back. I go to my neighbor, I say, ah, you redeemed my field from Hegdish, I want it back. Here, I'll pay you. I go to my cousin, my nephew, here, I'm giving you the money. I know you redeemed my field from Hegdish. Then the halacha is, Eina Yotze Miyadei, it does not leave the hands of the Magdish, of the person who was Magdish the field, me in this mashal, by Yovel and Yovel. As long as it was in my Rishus, when Yovel came in, it's as if I redeemed it myself. But if it wasn't someone else's Rishus when Yovel comes in, then it goes to the Kaihanim. Vaiter Zokta Mishnah, Go'ola Echad Mina Kaihanim. What if one of the Kaihanim redeemed it? I was Magdish my field, one of the Kaihanim redeems it. The array, he and when Yovel comes in, it's Tachas Yodai. We say that if a stranger redeems the field, it goes to the Kaihanim on Yovel. Which Kaihanim? And the answer is that the Kaihanim are divided in 24 shifts. It goes to that Mishmer that's serving when Yovel comes in. Now it just so happens that this Kayin that redeemed it is in that shift. So this Kayin is saying, how convenient, let it just stay by me. Zakt the Mishnah, sorry, you cannot say that. Lo Yoimer, that Kayin should not say, well, Hoyel sins. If Yisrael would have redeemed this, V'yotzele Kehanim B'Yovel, it will go out to the Kehanim of the Yovel, and to the Kehanim who are serving. When Yovel comes in, V'rei Tachas Yodi, and I'm a Kayin serving of that Mishman, I already have the field because I redeemed it from before, so I just shouldn't give it up. Harei Shali, it should just stay mine. So we say to that Kayin, no, it doesn't work that way. El rather Yotze, you're going to have to give it up. And it's going to be divided, L'chol Echav HaKayhanim, to all of his, literally his brothers, the Kayhanim, that are serving in that same Mishmer as Yovel comes in. So, chazing over our Mishnah over here, Masech Tzerich and Perek Zayim, Mishnah Gimel, if I'm Magdish my Stei Achuza, and I redeem it, I don't have to give it up on Yovel. For that matter, if my son redeems it, it comes back to me, the father, on Yovel. But if someone else redeems it, even a relative, but not my son, so then it goes to the Kaihanim. But if I redeem it from him, from this someone else, or from my relative, before Yovel sets in, then it stays by me. If one of the Kaihanim redeemed it, and he happens to be in that Mishmer when Yovel sets in, he can't say, well, it's by me anyway. Let it just stay by me. No, sorry. You have to divide it. The other Kaihanim in the Mishmer.